When we're talking about healthy masturbation, what does that mean? Can we start there?
Sure.
Yes.
I
You want go
go for it,
Tim.
man.
Well, for me, so for at least the people I work with, I mean, I'm going to focus my experiences with, you know, when it comes to sex addiction or when things have become compulsive or problematic around sexual behaviors. I mean, we've talked about behavioral addictions versus chemical addictions, and the goal with the behavioral addiction isn't to stop your behavior necessarily. We're not, the goal isn't to just stop sexuality of all kind. It's to change our relationship with our sexuality. So I guess what I would say, masturbation could be part of healthy sexuality. There's a bunch of nuances with there, but I guess when it comes to that, to me, it's changing relationship with what masturbation was. So for most of the people I've worked with, masturbation was a way to disconnect from self or others, or numb, or self-soothe, or medicate, or use as a kind of maladaptive coping strategy. What if it didn't have to be that? What if it could be connecting with self? It could be not shameful or secretive, or, you know, it could be, you know, integrative as opposed to disconnecting. So to me, that's what I would look for. If I'm closer to self and with maybe my relationship with God or higher power, is that possible?
Yeah. I also think that there's a, I mean, we specifically talk a lot about sex addiction, betrayal, trauma, and that's the areas that we work in. And so I think that there's a difference between what would healthy sexuality, I'm sorry, healthy masturbation, and I will say I don't like that word, but I'll come back to that in a bit. But what does healthy masturbation for somebody who's in recovery look like versus what does healthy masturbation for somebody who's not an addict look like? You know, because like teenagers who may not be addicts, it's not uncommon that they're masturbating rather frequently as teenagers. And that's not necessarily abnormal. And I wouldn't even necessarily call that unhealthy, even though it may not be what I would refer to for my clients or for somebody in recovery as healthy masturbation. And for me, healthy masturbation is that it's self-pleasuring, and I always prefer that terminology. It's healthy self-pleasuring that is connected to and an experience of their own sexuality, and it's spending a time to be sexually intimate with themselves and to enjoy that sexual intimacy with themselves, which is very different than what I refer to as addictive masturbation, which is I am stimulating myself to either get to orgasm or to ride that wave pre-orgasm to get as much intensity and escape as I can from that experience, or just to sort of numb down something that's feeling uncomfortable.
So, and I hear you both, I think, talking about the male experience. And so for women, a lot of times women are shamed, like men too, are shamed around touching their own genitals, around exploring their bodies. And so for girls and women, masturbation can be, or self-pleasuring, or just self-exploring can be a way for them to know their bodies better. And dare I say, then communicate that to a partner that they have. Because I think a lot of times men will guess at what is pleasurable for a woman. And unless that woman is able to say, this is what I like, this is what I don't like. And how does she know that unless she starts that journey on her own? So I'm going to put that out as a possibility.
Yeah.
Well, you bring, yeah, I don't know these days, but definitely I think I've heard that from women, you know, how women or girls were socialized in the world to, you know, masturbation is a bad word and only boys do that, or, you know, you're somehow shamed. So I appreciate you even bringing it up that you're right. How else do you explore, understand your own body if you don't know? Yeah.